Live from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank, the bank that specializes in understanding you. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everyone. Welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray, and we are broadcasting as usual from inside Renaissance Bank in beautiful Alpharetta. And folks, if you're worried about the state of the banking industry, and yes, there have been some couple of big high-profile banks that have hit the skids over the last couple of years, if that worries you, check out Renaissance Bank. They've got a rock-solid balance sheet and are very conservatively managed. And by the way, on top of that, they're great to deal with. And I know this because I work with them a lot and refer clients to them a lot. And that's the feedback I get. So go to renaissancebank.com and find one of their local offices and give them a chance to tell you about the kind of great work that they do for their clients. I think you'll be glad you did. Renaissance Bank, understanding you, member FDIC. And now I want to welcome Antonia Berry. Antonia is with Strategy Academy. Antonia, welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, welcome back. Yes. Actually, yeah, welcome back. It's great to have you back.
Yes.
You've been out there doing a lot of great work. So let's tell everybody what you've been up to.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
Sure.
So let me introduce myself first. I am Antonia Berry. I am the CEO and Chief Strategist of Strategy Academy. So I have been in the industry, legal, marketing, business strategy space for law firms for over 18 years. And as things have now changed and pivoted from COVID having us behind computers all day and staying at home, more and more attorneys are getting out there and exploring opportunities. And over the last couple of years, I have been listening and hearing my clients and listening to what their desires are, what their wishes are, their dreams and aspirations. And that led me to relaunch Strategy Academy, to enhance it, to include the new things that have come about since COVID into how you launch a new law practice. So I've gone ahead and expanded my online course, made it into 8 modules that build out a roadmap from start to finish of how you launch a new law practice. So I've been working on that diligently, ensuring that my clients are being heard and that the questions that they have floating around in their heads and thinking about are being answered. So in doing that, I have been able to help attorneys identify practice areas or the practice area that they want to practice in, and also to build out their personal brands to start. And then I walk them through step by step exactly what it is that they need to do to open that new law practice, to open that dream law firm that they've been thinking about.
Yeah. We're definitely going to get into that. But before we do, let's talk a little bit more about you and your experience in this field. And the medicine that you prescribe, you're taking yourself because you're focused as a marketing professional on the legal space, on attorneys, and specifically attorneys are starting their own firm. So why this specialization for you, and talk about that journey?
Yes. So in the 18 years that I've been in this space, I've worked with international law firms as well as national law firms, and watch them turn into this paper pushing machine for attorneys, where they are just doing basic things throughout the day. They're not doing what they envisioned that they would be doing when they were in law school. Mm-hmm. Some of them perhaps are second and third generation attorneys within their families and are not practicing the way that they thought they would be practicing. So in working with attorneys on that level and helping them to build out practice areas, helping them to develop, grow, and expand, I came across more and more attorneys who were just unhappy with being in these large law firms and not fulfilling what they thought their career goals and vision would look like. So in listening and learning more and being able to advise them, being able to tell them what the roadmap should look like in order for them to grow, I was always also able to help attorneys within these firms go beyond just moving those papers around. Mm-hmm. And in doing that over the last 18 plus years has equipped me with experience, successes and failures that has allowed me to successfully, and I say that with grace, successfully advise attorneys on what to do next. And in doing that, that has also helped me in my practice be strategic mm-hmm. about the way that I market my business, the way that I build my personal brand, and the way that I position my company,
right.
my firm as an agency in this space.
Got it. So let's dig into what this looks like. I think the attorneys that are in this space, in this place at a big firm, they know who they are, but the attorneys that maybe those that are about to graduate law school and go work for the big firm, maybe they don't know what they're in for, right? They think they do, but they really don't. So what are the frustrations of the attorneys that you work with that are want to escape big law?
So their frustrations are, I didn't go to law school to be a glorified secretary. I didn't go to law school to just sit here and download medical records all day long. Mm. I want to be a litigator, or I want to actually talk to a client and hear their problem and come up with a legal strategy to solve it. Mm-hmm. So what happens is you're an attorney, you go through law school, you graduate, you start working at one of these big law practices, and you're like, yes, I'm an attorney. Finally, I graduated law school. I'm going to go on this journey and I'm going to be big time attorney. I'm going to make it big. And you get there. And as you're going through the motions, you're realizing that you're just pushing the papers around. You're not going to court. You're not seeing cases from start to finish and really understanding what's going into the case and understanding all the entire journey. Instead, you're seeing just a small part of what you're really working on. Mm-hmm. And then you're really not understanding start to finish how that case originated, the journey that the case went on, and how you got to either winning or losing the case in the end, or perhaps you've gone to mediation and settled. But like I said, you're this attorney who thought things were going to be different, and you're almost like in a pigeonhole. You're just writing briefs, or you're just downloading medical records, mm-hmm. or you're just doing basic research that honestly an intern could do. That's frustrating for an attorney who has aspirations for after law school, who wants to do more. Perhaps, like I said, they might be second or third generation attorney in their family, and they've seen family members in the past actually practice law and being able to talk about cases that they've worked on. But you, as an attorney in a large firm, all you can talk about is how many hundreds of medical records you've downloaded.
And the other thing it strikes me, and I mean, maybe law school has changed since here in the past few years in ways I don't know, but they don't teach how to run a law firm at the law school. They don't teach law firm marketing. They don't teach how to hire the right people for your firm. They don't teach any of that.
None of that.
So you come out of law school very proficient, technically proficient, brilliant in a lot of cases, but you know nothing about how to run a business.
Correct.
Other than what you brought to law school.
Right. Pretty much. Right. I've come across hundreds of attorneys, like mm-hmm. I said, international law firms that I've worked with, as well as national here in the US. And it's the same thing. It's you come out and you're like, okay, I feel like I'm this brilliant attorney. And then you get some who are brave enough to say, you know what, I'm ready to really make that jump and open my own law practice. That's what I want to do, because I'm just tired of pushing the papers around and I'm tired of doing the stuff. I mm-hmm. want to just go and open a law practice. But they don't really know what they're in for.
Right.
When you open a law practice on your own, right? Mm-hmm. You're opening a business. And I think I know that piece of it is missed. Oftentimes they jump out into the open water and finally say, now what?
They jump in the pool. There's no water in it.
Pretty much.
Okay.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I get that. Mm-hmm. So you've come up with a solution for this, mm-hmm. and to augment this lack of education, really, and lack of awareness as to the fact that it's a business, it's not a practice. Maybe that's part of the problem right
yes.
there. It's word choices, right?
Yes.
It's called Strategy Academy. It seems like just a course, but it's not.
Correct. It's more than just a course.
Okay.
It's a roadmap.
Yeah.
It's a roadmap with proven steps that you need to take, you need to consider, you need to go through, sit with, digest, and then determine what you're going to do next. So each step and each module within Strategy Academy walks you through the major pillars that you need to be working on before you open your law practice. Mm. There's lots of thinking that needs to be done before you jump off that ledge. So if you're in a law practice and you're thinking, I'm just done with this, I'm ready to make the jump, I'm happy for you to have come up with that idea and you're on the right track, but let's pump the brakes for a little bit, right? Mm-hmm. Because you really need to think about what you're getting yourself into, right? Oftentimes that I have worked and advised attorneys about business strategy, being strategic with selection of clients and where the clients are going to come from. They look at me like a deer in headlights and go, but I don't have to think about that. They're just going to come. No, they do not. Just come. You have to be strategic about a lot of things for them to start to come towards you. And the very first module in Strategy Academy talks about branding, and that's intentional. You have to build your brand with your target market, your target audience in mind. Who are your targets? That's the first thing you need to determine as you develop or intend to develop. Who are you going after? What do they look like? Where are they?
But Antonia, I don't need targets. I mean, I can work for anybody, right?
No. That's not how this works.
Okay.
We're not going to be the jack of all trades. We're going to be specialized. We're going to look the part. We are going to be an attorney who practices X, not X, Y, Z, and all the other alphabets. And that's another thing that I've come across where attorneys have left huge law practices. And once they're in the ocean, in the pool, they start to think that they can take just any case of any kind of practice. I've had an attorney before, and actually he was one of the first attorneys to go through my academy,
mm-hmm.
who I believe he had about 20 practice areas as a sole practicing attorney.
That's more than some global law firms.
Correct.
Yeah.
And it was because he was in this feast/famine space, right? So whatever came his way, he took it. One day he would be in probate court. Then he would be over here doing a divorce. Then he would be doing a personal injury case. And I had to say, time out. We need to pause.
Mm.
And it took a bit of convincing him that we have to be streamlined. But when he started to sit with the information I was providing him with, he looked around at competitors that were being successful and embraced the advice that I was giving him. You have to be strategic. You cannot do everything. You can't be just an open door to any type of case.
Let me play what I think is the voices in the head of mm-hmm. An attorney you're speaking with. Mm-hmm. Is that's all well and good, Antonia, but I need revenue. Right. So how, talk me through that, right? I've got to feed the bulldog. Mm-hmm. So how do I maintain, I guess you might call it brand integrity,
mm-hmm.
and still feed the bulldog in the early years?
Correct. So this goes back to what I said about pumping the brakes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because a part of opening the law practice takes some preparation. It takes some ensuring that you have finances in place that are going to allow you this opportunity to specialize, right? In building out your branding and figuring out who your targets are, this is where you're going to use the funds that you've saved from your previous role to allow you to survive while you're building out this brand. Or perhaps you might do it on the weekends or whenever you have time to work on building out your own law practice. You're going to work this in the background. You're going to take that time and build out your practice the proper way so that you don't have to have the growling bulldog, right? That takes that away. That takes that pressure away, where you've actually used funding that you've saved to give you a cushion to allow you to set up to get ready to launch, right? Yeah. So that takes the bulldog away. Now, for those who have decided they're going to go ahead while the bulldog's still going, you have to do this balance, right? My advice is look at what are you really passionate about and where are you seeing the success in the types of cases, right? Because not only is this helping you to feed the bulldog, but actually indirectly is actually pushing you to what your real practice area should be. Mm-hmm. And in specializing in that way where you're backdooring the same strategy, you're narrowing down a little bit to the things you're good at and where you're seeing revenue because you're actually listening to the market. You're just doing it in a much more pressured environment. So if you need to feed the bulldog, this is my advice. Look at where you're seeing the most success, where you're passionate, where you're doing very well in, and feed the bulldog with those types of cases.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense because just by focusing on where you're passionate and what I guess makes your heart sing is the way I've heard one person put it, that's where you're going to get the most success, right? Because more you run faster, you and that leads to the success, a better success rate for your practice.
Correct.
In working with your clients. That Correct. Makes perfect sense.
Correct. And actually that's built into one of the modules.
Okay.
It's about looking at what you're passionate about, because just like you're going to do very well in areas where there's passion, right? So you perhaps may be an attorney who's passionate about personal injuries. If you have passion, if there's passion there, you're going to do really well because your heart's in it, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And that's how you narrow down what your practice area is going to be anyway. But if you're under pressure to, like I said, generate revenue, looking to where your passion really is what you should do. That's the right thing to do for a lot of reasons.
Right. Folks, we're here chatting with Antonia Berry. Antonia is the founder and I guess Sherpa, right? Because you yes. guide people through
yes.
of Strategy Academy. Mm-hmm. Now, Antonia, let's talk about some other aspects of your course. Mm-hmm. So you also cover marketing. Mm-hmm. That's your background, of course, and software.
Yes.
Let's talk about the software piece of it.
Yes. That's a huge piece.
Yeah. And easily overlooked, I would imagine.
Very much. So software is this area where people think, I'll get that when my firm has really developed and taken off. Mm-hmm. Not realizing that's an investment you need to make on day one or before day one. And the reason why you need software is because you need software that's going to manage your practice, right? You need a software that's going to keep you in line. You're not going to be missing dates, important dates. Like we're dealing with real life stuff here, right? You're dealing with people's lives. Mm-hmm. And missing a deadline for something that's attached to court, to a case, can be detrimental to your client. There's a software that I go with that is that's my selection after looking at hundreds of softwares for attorneys because I've been in the space long enough. And this software allows attorneys to manage their practice and their cases from start to finish, from when you first get that lead that comes in. You start the journey there and you can see the client's journey from the time they enter as a lead all the way to the end. You can look into that software on an app and see what's going on in the case. You can send documents to clients and your clients can send documents to you through that software. And I've actually partnered with them to allow my clients to get preferential access, I should say, to really dive into the software, to understand the software, and to allow them to get enhanced features that they would not perhaps get walking directly into that software to access. So that software is called Clio.
Okay.
And Clio, I think, answers just every single question that an attorney has as it pertains to how do I keep my cases going? How do I effectively and efficiently bill? And how do I record the work and type of work that I've done so that at any moment that a client has a question about what I'm doing or where we're at and how much money we've spent, they can log into their own accounts and see, right? So that brings peace of mind not only to you as an attorney who's managing your practice, it allows your clients to have peace of mind in knowing that this is exactly what my attorney has worked on for me and here are how many hours they used for that particular area of my case. And I think that knowing your client or knowing what clients are going to be asking you beforehand allows you to inform the software, right? Of what it is that you worked on, what is it that's you're going to need? And the client 24 hours a day can log in and get most of their questions answered. So that also helps you to be efficient as an attorney. So each hour is a billable hour. You do not want to spend it doing admin stuff that you can automate. Clio allows you to automate.
Well, that's pretty powerful. We could talk a long time about that, but I want to get to also to the marketing piece of it, because this is an area in particular that attorneys struggle with a lot of times, right?
Yes. And the reason why they struggle with it is because typically they have not looked at marketing in a strategic way. They think, hey, I just need to get my logo done and I just plaster it everywhere and I'm going to get lots of clients in. That's not the way that it works. You have to be strategic about what you do. And like I said before, who your target audience is, because we need to be very intentional about the way that we go after targets. We need to be strategic about how we go after targets, because your target client, they're found in a specific place. They're not just everywhere, right? Doing that blanket approach is, in my opinion, a waste of lots of resources. And you can honestly be successful by applying the less is more approach if you're strategic in the way that you market. So first, identifying who the client is. And then once you know who they are, their lifestyle, and for the most part, building an avatar, right? Mm-hmm. Building out an avatar of who your ideal client is, where they are, how do I reach them? And then being intentional about how you go after that target audience is where you're going to see success, right? From there, you market to that audience through the platforms that they're most likely to be on. For example, if you're a B2B, LinkedIn is going to be your space, right?
Yeah.
If you're B2C, little bit of LinkedIn, yes, but you're going to be more intentional about Facebook, Instagram, and those types of places.
Sure.
So in being intentional, this is where I'm validating where less is more, right? And being strategic and applying the less is more is where I have seen attorneys find great success.
Wow, lots of good words here from Antonia Berry. Antonia is the founder, CEO of Strategy Academy. Antonia, as we head toward the close here, a couple things. One is, talk about some of the details of the course itself, how attorneys can access the course, what the length of it, what it takes to complete it, your involvement along the way. You mentioned a little bit of that earlier. Talk about some of the details of how that works.
Sure. So the course can be found on strategyacademy.us. You can sign up and register there. All the information about the course is there. And of course, there is an opportunity for you to reach out directly to contact me or one of my team members to answer any questions that you may have. I like to highlight here that this course allows you to go at your own pace. You can be as aggressive as you want and say, hey, you know what? I'm going to spend 8 days, one module a day, and just blast through it. Or perhaps you want to spend a week on each course. And that's what I recommend because it gives you time to go through the material, work on the worksheets, because in the worksheets, you're actually doing the work. And I think that once you're in there and you're realizing that you're not just doing activities for the sake of doing an activity, you're doing the work and actually building out your practice. So for example, when we're talking about your branding, as you're walking through each step, you're actually building your brand. You're picking your colors. You're picking your font. You're asking yourself all the questions about your clients and your target audience. Like I said, walking through each module 1 week at a time, which will take you 8 weeks if you want to sit with the material, is what I recommend. But if you want to be aggressive and you're really ready, and I've had some attorneys who've said, I'm really ready and I just want to blast through this, can you just answer questions along the way? We can do that. Mm-hmm. Now, for each module within Strategy Academy comes with a 1 hour strategy session with me where I sit with my clients and I walk you through anything that's unclear, anything that you just need somebody to listen and tell you their honest opinion, and not just an opinion for an opinion's sake, but an opinion with experience, with seeing success and with seeing failures, of telling you, hey, this is a good idea and why, and this is a bad idea and why.
And you're customizing the content that way, right? People hear the content and then they've got specific questions that apply to them that you answer.
Correct.
So this is more than just one of these asynchronous courses that you can breeze through, and it's maybe got some slight value here and there, but it really doesn't move the needle, in your business or in where you're trying to get to, because you've got involvement with folks all along the way in this course. Yeah,
exactly. And the reason why I built in that 1 hour strategy session is to keep that attorney motivated and moving. There's nothing worse than doing a course and then having all these questions and nobody to ask. I have a bleeding heart for attorneys. Like, I want to see them be successful. I want to see attorneys feel like I bring value, like they bring value, that they're able to practice, that they're able to help their clients. And just as much as they want to help their clients, I want to help mine. So in knowing what that means and the value, that customization that allows them to ask questions about their intended outcome or what they see the end result being, and having my expertise there to guide them, to me is an added value that helps them, one, stay motivated, like I said before, and secondly, to build out unique practices that they are passionate about. Their blood, sweat, and tears are in there. They have worked the process from the start to finish to get it opened. And I'm a firm believer in legacies. And I tell every single attorney that I work with that's building a new practice to see their practice as not just a churning machine that they are churning out billable hours, but instead as their imprint that they're leaving as a legacy to carry on beyond their time here on earth. And when I say that to them, somehow that changes the way that they see things, and they become even more passionate about what they're doing.
Yeah. Wow. So, Antonia, as we wrap up here, I'd love it if you could share a success story, one that helps illustrate the great work you do.
Yes. So I'll tell you about one of the attorneys that I worked with. When I first started working with this attorney, he was just all over the place. He had so many practice areas. And his branding, he felt like he would make it the colors of his football team, his favorite football team. And his target audience was just not matching up with what he was putting out. But then wondering why, he's like, why am I not attracting clients? I feel like I'm a pretty good attorney. And he absolutely was a pretty good attorney. He is still practicing now. But he was doing all this stuff. He was in this area and that area and personal injury one day. And then he was like creating a trust the other day. And then in a divorce case. He was just everywhere. And we had to do a timeout and go, hey, like, you're doing way too many things. Like, you're thinking you're a jack of all trades, but this is not really working. And here's why. And in explaining the why and getting him to understand how he's being perceived by clients and what the long-term impact of that will be, made him pause and really do some soul searching and some, oh my goodness, you're right. Like, I look like a cheap attorney that just takes anything, any kind of case, any kind of legal work that comes at me. So he just looks like the guy on the corner. So we paused and we spent time going through the course. And I actually did a lot more handholding with him than I would typically do with attorneys who are walking through this course. And I felt like he had so much potential, but he was just so scattered. So we walked through the course together, day in and day out, talking, sharing ideas. And we eventually nailed it down to where we understood that he is a DUI attorney of high net worth clients. And if I could show you the type of cases he was doing, he was so far away from that, but yet so close to it, but he just didn't know that it's almost mind-blowing to see where he is today. So we got to a place where he is now turning away clients.
Wow.
Because he has nailed down who his target audience is, where they are, and because he's passionate about it, his heart's in it, he's just powerful in that space. And the next 5 to 10 years for him are going to be amazing, because I can see him going national outside of just Georgia because he's passionate about it. And he's bringing in younger attorneys and teaching them, here's what an actual case looks like, and applying the approach of actually getting them involved in a case instead of being a paper pusher. So in sharing that with him as well about that paper pusher piece and how to keep his attorneys on the inside motivated, that has brought him quality attorneys to work with him.
Wow. Great work. Antonia Berry, folks, with Strategy Academy. Wow. What great work you're doing.
Thank you.
We're just delighted we could have you here to share that work with listeners and shine the light on it. So let's get to the most important question, though, which is how folks can be in touch.
Yes. So strategyacademy.us is the website. I have a YouTube channel that's been set up. So I post content on there for those individuals who are just jogging around the idea. I welcome you to tune in each Wednesday, where I do a wind down Wednesday video talking about all the pieces that go along with owning your new law practice, the do's and don'ts. And of course, if I get suggestions from my viewers, I talk on those subjects as well. I'm also on LinkedIn, as well as Facebook and Instagram, because of course my clients are in those places. I'm very strategic about where I put material and I'm leading by example. So check me out on any of those platforms. Like I said, strategyacademy.us is the website. And from there, you can access the course and you can also look through my social media platforms from that page as well.
Terrific. Antonia Berry, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, congratulations again on the work you're doing.
Thank you.
Hey, folks, as we wrap up here, just a couple of quick things. I've got a new book out. It's called The Generosity Mindset, A Journey to Business Success by Raising Your Confidence, Value, and Prices. If you're a professional services provider and confidence in your value or expressing your value, diagnosing the value that you generate for clients and then pricing to that value, if those issues are problems for you, this book may be for you. So go to thegenerositymindset.com to learn more. The book is also available, as the old saying goes, wherever fine books are sold. All the major online and physical retailers, you can order the book. And I just want to thank you, our listener. We are buoyed by your support, and we have reached and passed episode number 750 of North Fulton Business Radio. I don't know what I expected when we started this show, but here we are. And it was not 750, I can tell you that. But we've gotten this far because of you. You continue to support us in any number of ways. And more importantly, it's not about us, it's about our guest. You continue to like our social media post on the guests that we have on the show. You share the show with folks that maybe need the services of Antonia or other guests that we've had over the years. Keep doing that work, because you help us in our attempt to highlight the great business leaders we have in the North Fulton region, and we're grateful for that. So thank you for your support over the years. We appreciate you. So for my guest, Antonia Berry, I'm John Ray. Join us next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.